I'm Rebecca Kling, and this is The Land I Trust, stories from the front lines about the fight for clean energy. Casey Camp Hornick is a member of the Ponca Nation of Oklahoma. She's a longtime Native rights and environmental activist.
Our people have believed forever and been taught forever that we must speak for those that don't speak the same language, those silent nations, those plants, those animals, the tides, the water.
For Casey, this belief meant that she felt a spiritual obligation to oppose the Dakota Access Pipeline, an oil pipeline that runs over 1,000 miles and also runs under a critical drinking water source for the Sioux tribe in South Dakota. Here, Casey remembers what it was like to travel to South Dakota to protest.
I remember being there that day. The federal government, the state of government, saw fit to have 6 different United States National Guard, Highway Patrol, and police militarized. They all had on riot gear. They were armed with canisters of tear gas as big as fire extinguishers. They had sound cannons, tasers, batons, guns, and there were hundreds of them advancing on an unarmed camp, precisely like what had gone on in the last 500 years. And over a series of hours, we were attacked, brutally arrested, pepper sprayed in the face, blinded and deafened by the percussion grenades, tased and beaten, dragged out of ceremonial places. The screams and cries, it was a day I'll never forget. Oh, goodness. The smell of pepper gas mingled with the smell of victory, because we knew what we were doing and why we were there. And there was a power that was palpable, that the power of prayer and the power of what we were doing for the sacred water outweighed the power of a peaceful village being attacked.
In July, a federal judge ruled that the Dakota Access Pipeline had violated environmental requirements when it passed under federal land and ordered that the pipeline shut down. But the pipeline won an appeal, so it's still running, for now.
I would advise everyone to warrior up. Don't sit in your cocoons and wait for someone else to do it for you. Demand that things change, that there is a just transition. It's not only a matter of survival for you, but for all that is.
The Land I Trust is hosted by me, Rebecca Kling. Produced by Adil Trehan and Jeff Shaw at the Sierra Club, with Josephine Holtzman, Isaac Kestenbaum, and Danielle Roth of Future Projects Media. Special thanks to Johnson Bridgewater. You can find The Land I Trust on all your favorite podcast and social media platforms and by searching the hashtag #TheLandITrust. Learn more about the story you heard today and other stories from The Land I Trust at sc.org/stories.